You're listening to President Sean's Rotary Roundabout, episode 41 for week 43 of the Rotary year, April 22nd, 2019. Fellow Rotarians and friends, I'm Sean Mullen, president of Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, Iowa. My year of service as president is for the Rotary year 2018-2019 that began on July 1st. If you missed last week's meeting, you missed one of my favorites. We awarded an $8,000 scholarship to a selected senior from each of Des Moines' public high schools. I want to offer one more round of congratulations to each of our recipients, and they are: from East High School, Jasmine Johnson. From Hoover High School, Tam Cow. From Lincoln High, Blessing Hutchinson. From North High School, Raymond Abwe. From Roosevelt High School, Owana Bowie. And from Scavo High School, Nu Vo. The generous donations of the Rotary Club of Des Moines Foundation helped to support each of these $8,000 scholarships that were awarded. It's also interesting to note that the scholarship monies may be used for any type of training or education that furthers the student's progress. Now, obviously, many of the recipients go on to successful collegiate careers, but others have attended a technical or trade school. The important thing about the selection of each student is its understanding how the scholarship will assist them and impact their future plans. Many times, we've come to learn that the recipients are the first in their families to advance beyond high school with the opportunity of a bright future. And if that's not special enough, this week's meeting will feature five selected educators from the Des Moines Public School District and present them with an honorarium in recognition of their excellence in education. Again, support of the Rotary Club of Des Moines Foundation provides funding for each honorarium, plus placement of a plaque in each school where the educator teaches. It's a wonderful way to celebrate one of Rotary's six areas of focus on basic education and literacy. We will be welcoming these five educators with a reception prior to our regular meeting beginning at noon. If you have an opportunity, please stop by for a few minutes and congratulate some of Des Moines' finest educators. Speaking of one of Des Moines' finest, my guest today on Rotary Roundabout is past District Governor Dale Belknap. Dale is a true Rotarian through and through. Let's learn a bit more of his Rotary experience from Dale himself.
Hello, friends. We're visiting today with past District Governor Dale Belknap, who is joining us on Rotary Roundabout. And Dale is a treasure trove of information about Rotary, given his experiences and some of his successes. But I wanted to have Dale share those with you and talk about some of his Rotary experiences being district governor and some of the highlights of his year serving our district as the district governor. So let's welcome Dale Belknap, past district governor of District 6000. So Dale, welcome. We're glad you're here, and I thought you might like to share a little bit about your experiences leading this fine district in Rotary.
Thank you, Sean. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about Rotary because I've been involved for 40 years and you have one or two experiences that stick in your mind. I can tell you, first of all, I didn't know basically anything about Rotary when I was asked to join. I knew there was a Rotary Club, Rotary Clubs that were functioning, but a good friend of mine at Pioneer, who also worked where I was working, asked if I would like to go to a Rotary meeting with him, and I said yes, and after a few meetings, I joined the Northwest Des Moines Rotary Club, and the rest is history.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
That's how it began.
Someone asked.
Someone asked.
Yeah, that's right. Someone asked.
And it still has to be done that way.
That's the only way Rotary grows.
That's right. That's right. So, the governorship for my long time involvement with Rotary, I was selected in 1998, I think it was. And they asked me to be a district governor for 2001, and it's a 3-year preparation project.
Right.
Getting ready to do that.
Yeah.
But it takes that amount of time to learn the vast scope of Rotary itself.
Yeah.
And during the year itself, a couple of highlights were one, the club visits. We spent several months visiting each of the 63 clubs in District 6000. And Mary and I worked together on that. It's quite a task. But the culture of the clubs are all different in their own way. And you see small clubs, large clubs like ours, and certainly they all have to operate differently, and their goals are different based on their activities, where they live, what they do, and all those things. But, anyway, that was a joy to see those clubs in action. And then secondly, towards the end of our year, the district conference was another highlight that we felt really blessed to have the participation that we had. Mark and Cindy Snow were our co-chairs that year.
That's right.
And we chose good people. And they had resources in terms of speakers and locations where we could have the activities. And we were fortunate to have John Cortese. He received that International Service Award, which is there are only 150 given in the world each year, for his work with the student choir that came the year before from South Africa.
Oh, Simon Estes.
And Simon Estes was involved in that sponsorship as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we, at the district conference, Simon Estes came.
Oh, wow.
To honor John, because they have been friends through Barbara, John's wife, because they were natives of Centerville, Iowa.
That's right. That's right.
She was his pianist at times, and she played for him that day and sang.
Oh.
It was a blessing.
Yes.
For everyone.
Yes.
700 people in the room to hear.
Oh my gosh.
And we may have set a record for the number of people to the district conference.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but the year itself is so rewarding. And I just say thank you to District 6000 for giving us the opportunity. Charlie Gavis was my mentor. And he said, "Your life will never be the same." And that's true.
Yeah.
Just a bit of word about it. You spend three years getting ready, and then it takes about 4 years of following, serving on various committees you're expected, like to be the treasurer of the district, and serve on the nominating committee, chairing that for several years.
Right.
So we did committee work. And then through the years of being governor and the years following, we were able to attend the district conference in a number of places. Attending a district conference changes your life as well, because you see the scope of Rotary, which you could never fathom without.
Yeah.
Seeing that, and the scope of it in terms of the number of people and the number of countries in the world that are there, and their cultures are so evident, but they're all coming together for a common cause. I would just like to share a bit about how varied our experience has been in attending those conventions. In North America, we attended 4 international conventions, including Canada. And highlight of those four was the 100th year in 2005.
Uh-huh.
Because Rotary was founded in 1905.
Right.
I hope I have that year correct. But four of them in this country and Canada. Then we also attended three in Europe, in France.
Oh, my gosh.
Scotland. In Belgium.
Oh, fantastic.
And then in South America, we attended one in Argentina.
Uh-huh.
And then in Asia, we attended one in Singapore. So,
wow.
That's nine. I may have forgotten one or two here or there, but nine or ten international conventions. And that's what's kept us in tune with what's happening.
Right.
The speakers are phenomenal, and it's just a great experience. And I do want to give credit to Mary, because you can't do this alone.
I don't know how you would.
And we gave it all, and we loved every minute of it.
Yes,
because of the people. And she was rewarded about 3 years ago. Each year, Rotary International gives an award similar to a Service of Self award,
mm-hmm,
to spouses who have contributed. And there again, they only give 150 in the world each year. And she received one about 3 years ago.
Oh, fantastic.
And so, and she did her literacy project of giving a book during club visits, working with Christy Belsack, the governor's first lady.
Yes.
In 2001. And that, those visits, like giving a book to each club for the library of their choice.
Right.
And I think we're still doing some of that today. Mm-hmm. So, but that kind of summarizes, I think, the excitement of what we've done.
Well, Dale, thank you for your service above self, being district governor, and thank you for still being active here in our Rotary Club of Des Moines. And I would encourage any of our Rotarians that haven't had the opportunity to meet you yet to extend the hand of friendship and welcome you to our club, and thank you for your service, because I know you're a friendly fellow and an exemplar Rotarian. So we're glad you're here on Rotary Roundabout with us.
It's a joy to be in the Des Moines Rotary Club. So many people have working with in the past throughout the community. That's one of the reasons I like to be there.
Great.
Thanks.
You bet.
Thank you.
And thanks to Dale for his passion and commitment to Rotary. Now, all Rotarians are encouraged to sign up and attend our District 6000 conference hosted in West Des Moines this year by District Governor Tom Nerick and his wife Carol. We will not meet as a club on Thursday, May 2nd, I would encourage you, at the very least, to try and attend the all-club luncheon on Friday, May 3rd. The luncheon will feature our own Suku Radia as the keynote speaker. Now, I hope that the construction on Fluor Drive isn't slowing you down too much. We'll need to get used to it, at least for the foreseeable future. Please be planning ahead and take that into consideration when you're planning your Thursdays at Wakanda. That's a wrap on this episode of Rotary Roundabout. Feel free to let me know what you'd like to have featured or other ways that I can make this medium beneficial to our club and Rotary overall. And if you're enjoying these podcasts, as I certainly hope you are, please share and pass them along to others who might enjoy them. Thanks for listening, and as always, I'll look forward to seeing you around Rotary.